This is House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. Here's the Imperials.
There's a shortage on corn and there's a shortage on wheat. There's a shortage on beans, we got a shortage on meat. Things that we need and we just can't hardly buy.
This thirsting in my soul.
vocal union. In John chapter 4, Jesus was at the well when the Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Here's the Calvaryman Quartet, "I've Been to the Well."
Well, I've heard about a spring of living water.
Heard about a spring.
Heard about the water.
Flowing down from the throne of a heavenly Father.
Ooh.
I've heard you can quench a thirsty soul.
Cool, refreshing water for your soul.
There ain't no doubt I've got to go.
I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Well, I wanna go to the well and of that living water. I wanna never thirst again. I wanna drink till my cup is overflowing, stay till I'm satisfied, and knowing that everyone can tell I've been to the well.
I've been to everything's changed. I wanna shout it everywhere I go.
Shout it everywhere I go.
There's nothing like a well with an endless flow. I've gotta go.
Well, I wanna go to the well, drink of that living water. I wanna never thirst again.
I wanna
till my cup is overflowing, stay till I'm satisfied, and know that everyone can tell I've been to the well.
I wanna
drink till my cup is overflowing, stay till I'm satisfied, and know that everyone can tell I've been to the well. Again. I wanna drink till my cup is overflowing, stay till I'm satisfied, and know that everyone can tell I've been to the well. I've been to the well.
Max Lucado writes in A Hope-Filled Heart. He says, "You and I live in a trashy world. Unwanted garbage comes our way on a regular basis. Haven't you been handed a trash sack of mishaps and heartaches? Sure you have. May I ask, what are you going to do with it? You could hide it, pretend it isn't there, but sooner or later it will start to stink. So what will you do? If you follow the example of Christ, you'll learn to see tough times differently. God wants you to have a hope-filled heart, just like Jesus. Wouldn't you want that? Jesus saw his Father's presence in the problem. Sure, Max, but Jesus was God. I can't see the way he saw. Not yet, maybe. But don't underestimate God's power. He can change the way you look at life.
Time or space, and since the only living God is hearing me pray, why not believe that he'll undo himself today?
Oh, I can't wait to see it, I can't wait to shout it, when I finally witness what the Lord has in store. New joy to uncover, new ground to discover, I just can't wait to see more.
Seasons of change, moments of happiness sometimes turn to pain. So when I think of him, it's joy forever the same. I just can't help myself, I have to stand and say, oh.
I can't wait to see it, I can't wait to shout it, when I finally witness what the Lord has in store. New joy to uncover, what the Lord has in store. New joy to uncover, new ground to discover. I just can't wait to see more. I just can't wait to see more. I just can't wait to see more.
Thanks for tuning in to House of Praise Radio.
The glorious King.